The law says people are old enough to start driving when they're 16. There's no hard and fast rule, though, on when motorists should stop driving. A study published in the Journal of American Medical Association examined the issue. The study shows the death rate for elderly motorists is 17% lower in states that require in-person license renewal. Researcher David Grabowski says those who suspect their health is too poor to drive don't bother applying in person, whereas they might if they could do so by mail. Others who believe they are able to drive may find out otherwise once they come face to face with transportation officials.
In-person renewal allows driver's license examiners the opportunity to refer certain older drivers for medical evaluation.
The study also looked at whether increasing the number of road tests and vision checks improved safety. Researchers determined those factors alone did not significantly reduce elderly vehicle deaths. A proposal to require elderly drivers in Wisconsin to have more frequent eye tests and written exams failed to get anywhere last session. Older drivers fear loss of independence if driving is curtailed, and states worry about discriminating against one class of drivers. Grabowski says it's an issue in every state because vehicle deaths among older drivers are predicted to nearly double by the year 2030.
There's a great deal of debate among clinicians and others about how best to sort of regulate older driving, whether stricter licensure laws is the way to go, or other potential public policies.
Elderly accident rates in Wisconsin are higher than any other group except teens. In February, a 99-year-old woman from Portage crashed head-on with a truck while driving the wrong direction on a freeway. State records show there are more than 13,000 drivers in Wisconsin who are older than 90. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.